I'm joined today by Richard James. He's the Chief Executive of the YMCA St Paul's Group. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You've got an amazing event coming up, the Sleep EVZ event. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, so we've been running Sleep EVZ for a number of years now. And the idea is that for one night, we ask people to sleep rough so others don't have to. It's in the olden days when we used to be able to meet face to face, we used to sleep in sort of car parks or sort of the backs of churches or whatever else. And the idea is you sleep in a cardboard box and you sort of raise money, you raise awareness for young people who are sleeping rough. However, given the way the world is now, with everything this year, we're going to do it virtually. So rather than asking people to meet and congregate in a car park, what we're asking them to do is to spend one night, but not in their beds. So you can sleep on the floor, sleep on the sofa, sleep in the bathtub if they want to, or even if they're brave, to get a tent and go into the garden and sleep out under the stars. So it's a virtual event. We'll be doing some things throughout the evening, some live streaming, some competitions, some family activities. But the idea is wherever you are, give up your bed for one night and sleep somewhere different.
Absolutely, and such a great idea, and great that people can still do it at home as well. You say, I think sleeping in the bath overnight would be much more uncomfortable than people might think. So definitely something to think about doing. I mean, obviously the pandemic has really affected your funds, and so it's so vital, the funds that you use particularly to help young people get off the streets. How have things really affected you over the last year?
Yeah, I think we've seen a lot of pressure and sort of anxiety amongst the young people. So the young people we support, some of them do sort of come rough off the streets. Others have been sofa surfing. So I know that it's about 25% of sort of 16 to 25-year-olds might not be sleeping rough, but they're also kind of staying on friends' sofas, or they are just going from place to place. They're trying to find some place for security. And so what we try to do is to give them the support, give them the emotional, the physical support in terms of allowing them to get the skills, the appetite to move on and look after their own place. So the stuff that we have been restricted from doing, either due to lack of funding or a lack of the restrictions stopping us do things, mean that things like this raise money to pay for the well-being of our residents, pay for the well-being of the young people who desperately need to fight their way through this pandemic.
Absolutely. I think it's so important to highlight the fact that homelessness doesn't mean, you know, you're out on the streets. That's the worst case scenario, but there are a lot of people who don't have that comfort of a home that they feel safe in and are sort of staying with friends and things to get by. And when you look at the stats, I mean, I was really staggered when I looked at them earlier you guys are providing a bed and helping to do so in England and Wales for 8,800 people a night and collectively helping more than 20,000 people experiencing homelessness each year. But when you look as well, you're operating in 700 different communities and impact on the lives of more than 570,000 people, so nearly 500,000 people every year. Just staggering, the numbers when you look at them.
Yeah, absolutely. And those are young people. Some of them, as you say, some of them have been sort of sleeping rough. Some of them have been staying on their friends' sofas. Some of them are members of the community. We just want to sort of try and sort of create positive, inclusive communities as well, because actually young people thriving is built in the success of sort of strong communities. And I think for us at the moment, particularly the other outworking of the pandemic, is young people have been disproportionately affected by the cut in employment and sort of unemployment growing. So young people working in hospitality sectors or in the gig economy, doing deliveries and whatever else, they're the ones that are losing their jobs faster than anybody else. So what we want to do is try and get them the skills, get them into apprenticeships, get them into jobs so that they can kind of look after themselves, they can get their own place and live and thrive, basically.
Yeah, I was looking through the detail from you guys saying that the amount of people that you're helping on education and training to enable them to improve their opportunities in the job market, I mean, that's 28,000 people just alone, which is huge. But when you start looking at the life support that you offer teenagers and children and young people, 207,000 children and young people and parents and carers, really, you know, you're helping to give them the best step up in things. And also just giving them the skills to look after their health and well-being and healthy living activities that you offer. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we do a range of things. It's interesting, being based in London, we kind of look at the Mayor of London's priorities as well, and he sees sort of sports and physical education as a way to bring people together to help with their mental health as well. So just team sports, whether it be playing football or basketball, things we do, or we run gyms, we run sort of personal training things, we have a sort of a counselling sort of work that we do as well, providing sort of professional counsellors. And the idea is that we want people to be, so body, mind and spirit is what we talk about, the YMCA triangle. Those three things are connected. But if you're physically well, then your mental health is strong. And then you've got hope for the future, which is about your spiritual well-being, what you believe in, what you hope for. So we try to work in all those areas, getting a safe roof over someone's head, but more than that, making sure that they're eating well, that they're exercising well, they're kind of looking after themselves, and that their mental health is strong as well.
And yeah, also important, you say everything is linked with that, but yeah, if any one of those pieces of that puzzle falls apart, then the whole thing starts to come crashing down too quickly. So brilliant work. Now, so two last questions for you, really. One is, if people are listening to this and thinking, actually, I sound like one of those people, and I am struggling, and I may be homeless on the street, I may be homeless, you know, staying with friends on a sofa, what can they do to get in touch with you guys and get some support?
Yeah, so if you just sort of Google YMCA, so YMCA St Paul's Group, or just YMCA generally, then there'll be sort of a connection, sort of email or phone number that can put you through to us. It might not be that you're kind of lacking sort of somewhere to live. You might have somewhere to live, but actually you're lacking sort of community or friends or activities. So we've got a range of things online. We run a sort of digital youth service as well. So there may be people you can connect with, or youth workers. So do just Google YMCA and you'll kind of get in touch with us like that. At the same time, if you want to sort of understand more about us from a kind of a volunteering or a support perspective as well, you'll see that there's a whole range of information online in terms of the services we provide. And we're quite a broad organisation in terms of there's lots of different things that we do, but it's all about that sort of body, mind and spirit and the well-being of young people and communities.
Excellent. And so my final question is sort of a two-part question. How can people find out about the Sleepeasy event? But also, words of encouragement, if they haven't been convinced already, what can you do to convince them now that they need to go and sleep on their sofa, in the bath, on the floor, whatever, for a night?
In a tent, absolutely. So yeah, no, I think this is, we've all been living through some dark times, and as the lockdown three has kind of been sort of creating sort of a bit of despair and sort of concern. Actually, this is an evening just to do something a bit fun. I've already said that I've got a sort of 10-year-old and 11-year-old. They're going to build a den in the lounge, and we're going to sort of camp out in the den in the lounge. So Saturday for me is going to be about tidying up after the chaos of Friday. So make it fun. We've got lots of family activity packs that you can do with your family. We've got some games and quizzes, some interactivity as well. So it's not just about the sleeping out. There'll be lots of things you can do to engage and have some fun after what's been a dark time and sort of a period of difficulty. So all you need to do is go online. If you Google YMCA Sleep Easy or YMCA Virtual Sleep Easy, there's a national sort of register where you can go, and it'll link you to a local site, or actually just kind of sort of send it through to us. If you Google YMCA St Paul's Sleepies, and then you'll find this. And you'll join in with a whole range of other people already doing that, and you'll be able to see pictures of other people sleeping in the bath or sleeping on their roof or whatever they choose to do. So make it fun, have some fun, and sort of raise awareness and raise some funds for some people who are struggling at this time.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, as you say, really, really brilliant to be able to do something collectively and feel like you're part of something with other people, particularly in this time when we feel so distanced from each other. So great to have a fun aspect of it as well, to raise those funds and get your children involved too. Just a quick reminder that the date for everybody is the 26th of March. That's the Friday at 7 p.m. onwards to through the night to 7 o'clock on Saturday, the 27th of March. Thank you very much for your time, Richard.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing what people do to take part.
Absolutely. Good luck with everything. Thanks. Bye-bye.